Live from Lexington, Kentucky, the horse capital of the world, the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast with your hosts, Brad Taylor, Beerman, and Dead Air Dennis.
Yeah, get your kicks, man. I love it. That's a perfect theme song, right? Here we go. Welcome into the Sports Rocker Bottom Line Podcast. I might have gotten it backwards because Beerman and I are the podcasters and the sports rockers, and Brad over there is, are you still the producer?
Yeah, and that's why the show has a lot of issues on the production value side, because the production over here, not exactly Mr. Producer. One of you guys should be actually producing this show.
Somebody should get in here and fix this microphone.
I'm not saying we would do any better.
Well, all I'm saying is you put this responsibility on me, and that's why the production level is so low.
All I'm saying is welcome to week one of the NFL.
Yeah! Amen. Finally.
How about
no
that?
More win totals. No more you guys insulting me for playing these preseason games out in the desert, talking about dogs and the Baltimore Ravens and all this stuff. Let's finally get some real football.
Games that matter.
I've already put some hard money down.
I've heard about all of them so far. Before the show, we just went about 10 minutes on all the beer man's
futures
props for the season, including Justin Fields over 3,500 yards. How do you feel about that one?
And the Bears to win the NFC North.
Okay, well.
But it's like $1 to win. I forgot what I said.
140 probably.
You know, if you need a new person to bet through, you can always, I'll give you the phone number of a guy. He might sound a lot like me.
He says that until I hit a 10-team prop.
I'll take your $1 bet for the Bears.
I will take some action. Any Bears action, I will take it this season. So, yes, I will be your man.
Oh, and by the way, Stivers, suck it.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Stivers. I'll be talking to you next year, hopefully. I'll be just waving my fist.
Where do you want to start, Brad?
Let's start with the lid lifter. Thursday night football. The defending Super Bowl champions. The Los Angeles Rams. Everybody loves the Rams, right? No. They're the underdog. Yeah. Week one underdog to the Buffalo Bills. The first time since 1991, the Buffalo Bills are the favorites out in the desert to win the Super Bowl. Rams here, a 2.5-point underdog. Beer Man, I know you have a good opinion on this one.
You got a 2.5-point underdog?
The consensus right now, 2.5 points. This line opened.
That's what I was going to say. Didn't the line open as the Rams as a 1-point favorite?
That is correct. Yes, it did.
At home. I put a lot of faith in Vegas when it comes to stuff like this. Line the news. Public is the one that moves the line. I'm siding with Vegas. I told you I've already put hard money down. I put hard money on the Rams on the money line. They've won 5 straight opening games under Sean McVay. I'm taking the Rams and laying a bunch.
What qualifies as hard money?
$20.
Boom. Oh, yeah.
Big spender.
Hey, big
spender. One-fifth of my weekly paycheck.
How about spending some time with me? I'm with the Rams, too. I kind of liked all of your points there, Beer Man. You know, the Buffalo Bills walk into the brand-new season as the darlings, and you know, and I like their team. They're put together well, and they're going to be great this season. But they've got a pretty tough schedule, too. The first half of the season is rough for them. I mean, it's not a cakewalk by any stretch. And the Rams, listen – I can just see Sean McVay in the room with his players right now saying, all right, guys, you just won the Super Bowl, and guess what? Nobody thinks you're going to win this game.
Yeah.
Do you need any more firepower than that, Brad?
I don't think so. MVP, Josh Allen is the favorite, yay or nay, both you guys?
No.
No.
I would agree with that. 70% of the money in the desert right now is on Buffalo.
Wow.
70%. That's how much this is kind of ballooned in terms of the whole, you know, aura of Buffalo. I'm with you guys. This is bad news, probably. I'm taking the Rams and those points. We talked about it the last time. The Super Bowl champion the next year, first week of the season, 16-5 against the spread the last 21 games. And people aren't talking about this. Buffalo is missing one of their cornerbacks, who will be covering Cooper Kupp, who would have been covering Ooh. Cooper Kupp. Look for a big day for Mr. Kupp. Rams win this game. And I think it'll be close, but I think it'll be high scoring. Rams win this game.
I think Allen Robinson is in a perfect situation.
I do too.
He is a number one receiver, but he's number two on probably the only team that he would be the number two on.
I'm excited to see him have a great season. Rebound.
And a great quarterback.
He could be the comeback player of the year, honestly.
No doubt.
So we're all in agreement on Rams covering the 2.5. Wouldn't be a bad money line spot and a great teaser spot. If you're going to play the 6-point teasers, the old Stanford Wong teaser, you're going to hear about that a lot. 2.5, tease it up. Get it through the 3, get it through the 7, the two magical numbers in the NFL. 8.5 points is what your line would be. Perfect teaser play for the Rams, too.
Yeah, I was going to point out the same thing. That's my favorite. It's one of my favorite top three for a teaser. You know, get that 6.5-point teaser and get it up to 9 points if you can. I mean, why not? Do it.
Let's talk about the Bengals now. Let's go to Sunday. Mitchell Trubisky. You remember him, Beer Man. You remember him very well. The double doink game. You thought he the MVP candidate the next year. Didn't turn out that way. And you gave up all those draft picks get him. I'm sorry. I apologize. Joe Burrow back. Bengals right now started 6.5-point favorite, still a 6.5-point favorite. Dead Air Dennis, your thoughts, your Bengals, 6.5 over Pittsburgh.
I'm going to call the Bengals to win, but I'm going to take Pittsburgh in the points. It just seems like the smart bet. Mike Tomlin always prepared his players. Doesn't matter how great or how trademark or marquee the names are, he always turns them into great players, and he shows up, and they show up. And it will be a dogfight, as Bengals and Steelers games always are. I think I'd take the under in that game.
See, I would go the other direction. I think Pittsburgh's defense is a little bit weak, almost to the point where I kind of like Cincinnati to cover. It's not that 7-point spread, and that's why I'm going to take the Bengals in this one. I love the receivers on Pittsburgh's side. I love the receivers on Cincinnati's side. Bengals have an above-average defense. Pittsburgh has a below-average defense. I'm going to take the over, which I've got 44.5, and I'm going to take Cincinnati.
I've got a 44.5, too. I'm with Dylan on this one. You got double revenge from last year. Steelers, they lost twice to the Bengals last year. And let's just face it, they have the Super Bowl hangover in Cincinnati. We haven't seen anything in the preseason from Joe Burrow. I just think going from the hunter to the hunted, I just think this number is a little bit out of sorts a little bit. I'll take Pittsburgh in the points. Maybe not to win straight up, but like them against the spread for sure. I like Pittsburgh here.
Yeah.
All right, next game. Baltimore Ravens, New York Jets. Lamar Jackson against Joe Flacco announced as the starter. This line now has moved to Baltimore, a 7.5-point favorite. Ooh. That's a lot of points to lay on the road, Beer Man.
So I had 4.5, which I guess that's what it opened.
Yes.
At. That changes things for me.
Yep.
Joe Flacco's a veteran. He knows what he's doing. New York probably upgraded just as well through the draft as anybody else did through free agency. I think this is a horrible team, especially losing Zach Wilson. Joe Flacco can't move, but it's going to be a low-scoring affair, and 7.5 points is a lot. So I'll take the Jets to cover. No way they win, though.
Yeah, I'm with you, Beer Man. I'm surprised that number hasn't ballooned. And I guess it did grow somewhat after the announcement that Zach Wilson was not going to be at the quarterback position. You know, and I'm not going to be so foolish as to call a Joe Flacco revenge game or anything like that. Flacco's probably doesn't even want to be out there any more than he did last year when he was signed and expected to start like 5 days later, which he did not end up doing. But having said all of that, I just can't see – I just can't give up that many points. And I think the Ravens are prepared. Lamar Jackson's going to have a great season. He's going to come out firing on all cylinders. But I don't want to just feels like that line should be 9 points.
Ravens definitely lost some pieces in the offseason, and
did.
I don't think they're fully healed.
And they don't have a running game yet either. We don't even know who the starting running back is going to be.
It's, you know, you got Lamar. I've got all the faith in the world in him.
I am not touching this game. The Baltimore Ravens are the better team. Joe Flacco is just a mess right now. I know it's going up against his former team. I don't know how much he has left. But, yeah, I wouldn't touch this game for anything. I see, like you see, about a 9-point game or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I can't take the Jets and the points if I'm only getting as many as I'm getting here, these 7.5. And I'll stay away from this. But, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if Baltimore runs the Jets over in this one. Next game, Saints and Falcons from down in Atlanta. Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota. Line started 3.5. We're up to 5.5 now in favor of the Saints. Dennis Dillon, I think you're up.
I'm a Saints fan this year. I like Jameis Winston. I always kind of have. He's made a lot of bad mistakes early in his career. He was off to a decent start last year. You know, he's either on or off in his games, but I think the Saints defense has improved, and that's saying a lot because they were already pretty good. The Alvin Kamara is Alvin Kamara. You know, the quarter, the head coaching situation concerns me a little bit, and I just don't know what to think about Atlanta. I think their defense is going to be very porous, and you know, Arthur Smith, you know, well, you know, he's done good things, but has he done enough? I'm excited to see Marcus Mariota play. Having said that, I'd probably stay away from this game, but if I were forced to pick one side, I'd take the Saints and give up the points.
I didn't like the Dennis Allen hiring, but I've done a little bit of studying. Typically, when you have a great regime that kind of moves on, there's still the mindset that is in the building for at least the first year. So you've still got, you know, Sean Payton and a lot of his values that are there. Not only do I like the Saints in this one, I love the Saints in this one. This is probably the one game where I'm just like, yeah, if there's going to be a blowout, Marcus Mariota hadn't started a game in, what, 3 years?
Something like that.
And you know, your best player is a second-year player in Kyle Pitts. Your defense, name one player. You know, I mean, there's just not much to love about Atlanta this year.
And a lot of young
pieces. It's going to start rough.
A lot of young pieces
that
need time to morph into what they're going to become.
Yeah.
I'm with you on the Saints here. I think this is a really good spot for them. Atlanta, the Saints are the Falcons' biggest rival. I can promise you that. But when you stink as bad as the Saints, or the bad as this Falcons team does, I just don't see it. The public all over the Saints in this one. Over 70% of the money in the desert is on the Saints. So I hate to go with the public, but if you made me, I'd take the Saints and lay the points here. Let's go to the next game. Miami, New England Patriots, and the Dolphins. Tua against Mac Jones. The line here now, Tua and the Dolphins, 3.5-point favorites. We've seen the Patriots look like garbage in the preseason.
This is a game that scares me. I don't think New England did anything right in the offseason. I think Miami did everything right in the offseason outside of getting Tom Brady on their team. But 3.5 is just always so scary. Miami plays New England incredibly well, so I'm going to go a little bit with the Dolphins, but it's hard to go against Belichick. But I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Yeah, I don't like betting against Bill Belichick, especially when he has an entire year to prepare for the first game. And the Dolphins still haven't proved a whole lot to me. I know they got the pieces, and I know they're on the improve, but
it's going to sound silly. I wonder how much he still cares. I mean, as offensive coordinator, you look at that and you're like, what are you doing?
Well, and you got Josh McDaniel now and Matt Patricia, so what does that say, too? I mean, is he just backing away slowly? I'm staying away from that game.
The line being 3.5 makes me want to take the Patriots. And the public is all over Miami here, 70% of the money in the desert on the Dolphins. I'm going to take the Patriots in the third and the 3.5, and we need to start talking about the totals more. I'm going to take the under. I think we're going to see under 46.5 in this one. I'm going to take the under the total here again as well. Divisional game early. Patriots don't have much on offense. Don't think the Dolphins do either. We're going to go Pats and under in this one. We feel good about this one. Let's go to the next game. Cleveland and Carolina. Jacoby Brissett versus Baker Mayfield. This line has been changing all the way through the summertime. Right now, Carolina, 1.5-point favorite. Total 41.5, Dennis.
Cleveland's going to run the ball a lot in this game. The clock is going to move fast. Jacoby Brissett's going to be held tight in the reins. They're not going to let him throw much. And while we're at this juncture, what receivers does Cleveland even have now? And does it even matter? I mean, they have the tight end David Njoku, but other than that, what do they have? So anyway, yeah, I
Amari Cooper is he.
He's their number one.
Amari Cooper's there now. That's right. That's right. I couldn't think of who it was. I'm taking Cleveland in this game. I just think they manage it, and I think they ground it out. And, we'll see what Carolina has. I'm curious. It'll be a fun game to watch.
Carolina the last couple years has started relatively well. That's when Christian McCaffrey was healthy.
Yes.
Christian McCaffrey is healthy for this one. Baker Mayfield's got a huge chip on his shoulder. The fact that this one is 3.5, I'm going to take Carolina to cover, and I'll leave it at that.
It's brave.
Yeah.
It is brave, and I'm going to take Cleveland here. I think you're going to see a little bit of kickback. Everybody's talking about Baker Mayfield against his former team. Yeah, the Panthers are 4.5-point underdogs earlier in the summer. Now they're 1.5-point favorites. That's a lot just based on Baker Mayfield alone. Is he worth that many points? I don't think so. So Panthers are 10-23 under this Rule guy. Mm-hmm. So I, so I'm not gonna. Yeah, Matt Rule. I'm not going to, yeah, 10 and 23.
Of those 10 that he won, I wonder how many Christian McCaffrey was healthy for.
Exactly.
I'm a little curious about that.
And the public all over Carolina here makes me want to go with Cleveland. Let's go, Bear Man. Here we go. Niners and Bears. Trey Lance against Justin Fields. Public, a little split on this one. You don't see a big advantage on either side. Line sitting at, right now, 7. Niners are favored by 7 points on the road in Chicago. That's a lot now.
Oh, the 49ers, person to person, may have the best team in the NFL with the major exception of quarterback. I think their defense is going to be incredible. I think Chicago's field is awful. It's my favorite game for the under of the entire week, but I don't like Trey Lance. I don't think San Francisco likes Trey Lance. I'm going to take the Bears to cover. I'm going to take San Francisco to win.
Are you reading from a nursery rhyme?
From a nursery rhyme?
Yeah. Is this what your mommy reads you every night when you go to sleep?
Green eggs and ham.
I
will bet on the Bears. I will not shed any tears. I am, beer man, that I am.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to go on the other side of both of you and take the over in this one. I just feel like that, you know, that maybe this is just one of those games that runs opposite of what everybody thinks. But yeah, I'm taking San Francisco minus the points. It's also another qualifier for our six and a half point teaser.
I would agree with that, but I will say this. I am with the beer man on the under, especially. But how can you lay 7 points with Trey Lance? His first start is on the road. I can't lay 7 points with Trey Lance in that spot. That's why I'll tell you, if you're it's going to keep me at 7, not going to 6.5, but if it's at 7, give me the Bears and the points.
I do think San Francisco is going to run the ball a ton in this game. Fortunately, I like Roquan and Robert Quinn in this game against a run.
Let's go to the next game. Philadelphia and Detroit. Jalen Hurts against Jared Goff. There you go. 4-point favorite is the Eagles right now. Total 48.5, Dennis. 48.5 is the total.
That number is rising.
Yes, it is.
Like my fever for football.
Football fever rising? Detroit Lions fever rising. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah. I do like Detroit in this game, and I don't want to because of the whole Hard Knocks bias that's happening right now. But I do like Detroit. I think they're going to come out and fight hard. Start, you know, from the start of the gun to the end, I just feel like it's going to be a tight game. I don't think that Philadelphia's the superstar team that everybody thinks they are yet. I think they're going to get to that point, but it's the first game of the season. So I'm taking the Lions, and I'm staying away from the over-under.
I told you the Bears 49ers was my favorite under. This is my favorite over.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit's defense is atrocious. They did a lot of upgrades on the offense in the offseason. Philadelphia did a lot of upgrades on the offense in the offseason. I definitely like the over in this game, even at 48.5 now. Philadelphia, I feel like they've got something to prove. Everybody's been telling him Cowboys are still the top in this division. Philadelphia's like, we're sitting here going, didn't we go to the playoffs last year? What are we missing here? I'll take Philadelphia to cover, and I'll take Philadelphia in the over.
You talk me into it. I'll take the under. Go ahead, Brad. What do you think?
Fade the beer man. FTB. That's the way to go. These two teams played same field last year. Philadelphia won by 38. Detroit has the same coach. They have the same quarterback. And in the Hard Knocks this year, no team has more over bets in the desert for their win total than the Detroit Lions, based mainly on Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles win, Eagles cover. I don't think you've got to say this coach is still as lousy as when you did not see Hard Knocks before this summer. Give me the Eagles to lay this one here.
I like that.
Indianapolis going down to Houston. Matt Ryan and Davis Mills. Line right now sitting. Indy, 7.5 point favorite, total 45.5, beer man.
The amount of road favorites this week. Week one is absolutely incredible, but the matchups are just weird in week one. Normally you'd think you'd have some rivalries and stuff like that, which I guess this was once upon a time, but it is no more. Indianapolis could be one of the better teams in a very tough AFC. Houston is probably one of the worst teams in the NFL. I'm going to take the under, but I'll take Indianapolis to cover.
I'm taking the under, too, because I think that, it's Matt Ryan. I mean, he's been around, and he's been good, but not in the last 5 years. And also that wide receiving core, I mean, it's still unproven, right? I mean, Michael Pittman, okay, he's a good receiver, sure. You know, he's going to throw, there's going to be some tight end action, but I'm just taking the under in that game, and I'm taking the Texans to cover. Indy wins, though, of course.
I think this is an over spot. We've seen a lot of money, the sharp money has moved this line because it's the old reverse line move. There's more public money on the under, but yet the line has moved up as we've seen this week progress. Colts starting their sixth different quarterback in the last 6 years on opening day, if that's that's impossible to think. This year it's Matt Ryan. This is one that I don't want to go to the desert with, if you know what I mean. But if you're going to give me 7.5, I think I would take slightly to Houston. But I do like the over in this one. I'm going against you guys on this total on this one.
I think this is potentially a game that's 35-10 and would still hit the under.
Right.
I don't know how Houston scores.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I think that's a great point. I think there will be a lot of games this weekend where one team is just dominating the other team. And, you know, the gas pedal gets released and, you know, they coast through the fourth quarter.
Lovie Smith is a great defensive coach. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been in the NFL in quite a long time.
Yeah.
And it takes time to build a good defense. You can kind of put some pieces to make your offense better, but defense, you got to have the personnel. I just don't see Houston scoring a bunch. I don't know how this one goes over.
Jacksonville, Washington. Trevor Lawrence against Carson Wentz. Talk about a quarterback matchup here. This game started 4, right now sitting 2.5 in favor of Washington. Total in the desert, 43.5, Dennis.
Jacksonville covers, and Jacksonville might win. That's all I have to say about that.
I completely agree with him. Jacksonville, I don't even know why they're an underdog in this game. It's kind of surprising.
Carson Wentz has been so bad for so long.
And Doug Peterson's got a little, you know, knowledge about Ron Rivera.
And he's got some knowledge about Carson Wentz.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a very difficult one. I loved Jacksonville earlier in this process, but this line has dropped. Because when I was saying Jacksonville, they were at 4, 4.5. Now they're down to 2.5. That's the market kind of telling us. So, yeah, I'm with Jacksonville with you guys on this one. And a great teaser spot as we see the 2.5 mm-hmm. up through the 3, up through the 7. So, yeah, I'm with you guys on this one, Jacksonville. Let's go to Arizona. 4 o'clock games now on Sunday. Arizona, Kyler Murray against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Public, of course, on Kansas City here. This line, mysteriously, though, starting at 3, as we sit here now, 6-point favorite, Kansas City Chiefs, Dennis.
Whew, my God. I'm down on Arizona this year. That 54 over, I believe, is the total, 54.
53.5 is what I've got here.
That's the highest of the weekend.
Yes.
And I'm going over with that game. Probably staying away from it. My pick would be Kansas City to win and to cover.
I don't understand how the line moves that much. That basically tells me I want to take Arizona. But DeAndre Hopkins suspended. You know, Hollywood Brown probably should be suspended, but first game with Arizona. I don't like the pieces that Arizona has coming into this game. Andy Reid doesn't lose in September. I'll take Kansas City.
Clint Kingsbury doesn't lose much early either. He loses a lot late, but he doesn't lose a lot early. A lot of money came in early this week. That's why Kansas City has moved from 3 to 6 here. We talk about Kingsbury and, kind of great early, bad late. I hate this game.
You say Kingsbury bad early. How many years has he been in the NFL?
This is his 4th. He's been there.
So
he came in with Murray, yes.
Andy Reid's got a significantly larger
sample.
Yeah.
With Kyler Murray playing and this line moving 3 points, and that's sharp and a lot of money and a lot of sharp money, that tells you Kansas City's probably the right side here in this one. But I wouldn't touch it. I'm not going to lay 6 points with Arizona out in the desert. But, you know, it's I wouldn't be shocked if Arizona won the game. I wouldn't be shocked if Kansas City won this one by 20. But
I'd be a little shocked if Arizona won.
I think so?
Yeah.
Let's go to L.A. Vegas Raiders and the Chargers. Derek Carr, Justin Herbert. This line gone from 4 to 3.5 now. Chargers are favored at home. Beer man.
I like the Chargers this year. I like the Chargers a lot this year.
Total's 52 here, by the way.
That 3.5 scares me. I like the over on the 52. But I think this is going to be one of the best games of the weekend, and the best games are always tight. So I'm going to take the Raiders. I don't know if I like the Raiders to win, but I definitely like them to cover.
Isn't this a rematch of that great playoff game from last year that just kept going back and forth? What a great game that was. And the Raiders eventually triumphed. Yeah, I think the Chargers take this one.
It couldn't have been a playoff game. It may have been Week 18.
Yes, it was. It was the last regular season game.
That's right,
yes.
It was.
Because then the Raiders won the chance to come to Cincinnati by beating the Chargers in that crazy finish.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I loved that game. Justin Herbert is fun to watch, man. And Derek Carr, as much as I don't like him, he's proven me wrong more times than not. I think the Chargers put it to him in this game, though.
Mm. Tough division matchup. I don't want to mess with this one at all, to be honest with you. But if you're going to ask me who I'm taking, yeah, I'm on the Raiders. This might be a spot to money line the Raiders, too. My little money line the Raiders, because, you know, you don't see much of a home advantage with the Chargers, is what I'm saying. And you don't see a home advantage with either of the LA teams, to be quite honest with you. I might think that this is a spot for Vegas Raiders, Josh McDaniels' first game. Getting some good vibes out of that. So that'd be where I would go. Next game, Tennessee and the New York Giants. Ryan Tannehill and Danny Dimes Jones. Line here going 5.5 in favor of Tennessee. Total 43.5. Dead Air Dennis.
You know, this might be a fun place to put a little money on the win for the Giants. I can just kind of sense that, you know. Tennessee, there's been a lot of negative talk about them this year. And I love Vrabel as their coach. But what is, again, much like you said in regards to somebody else who didn't do anything in the postseason, the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Tennessee Titans are in the same boat. You know, they just didn't do anything really to improve their team. And no, I was thinking of something else. Never mind. But I think the Giants cover this game.
A couple years ago, I was kind of paying attention to coaches in their first game with a brand new team. It's rare that they win no matter how good the team turns out to be. I like Brian Daboll. He's got a long road ahead of him to get the Giants good. I do love Vrabel. I like Tannehill. I like Derrick Henry. I like Tennessee in this game. I would stay away from the over-under because it could be a high-scoring affair or it could be a defensive just struggle, but I do like Tennessee to cover in this game.
Go ahead.
Nice to see Saquon Barkley coming back too. I hope he has a good year. I you know anything about the kid, but I mean, you know, he's been through a lot and he's a very talented runner. It'd be nice to see him return to form. Again, another potential comeback player of the year.
You bring up a great point about new coaches, especially on the road in their first game.
Yeah.
And if you have a new quarterback along with that new coach, double down on it because that's the true test. You know, anybody can coach at home. It's a lot easier for a new coach to start out at home. When you're starting that first road game, whether it's week one, week two, yeah, that's a tough spot for a new coach. You do have an experienced quarterback, using the word experience very loosely. I would take Tennessee here only because this line is 5.5, and I would love to take the Giants. But like you said, new coach, new situation, a quarterback I don't trust in Jones. Yeah, I slightly to Tennessee, but nothing that I would really consider.
That is a great point, Beer Man.
Very good, Beer
Well
Man.
Done.
That's that little notebook of information there has really paid you off today.
I'm going to shank him on the way out of here and take
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Green Bay and Minnesota. Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins.
Oh.
Michael Irvin, former Dallas Cowboys receiver, went on the NFL Network this morning and said Kirk Cousins was his choice to win the NFL MVP this season. Some of us thought he was either still on cocaine or suffering from CTE, one or the other. But the Vikings here are only a 1.5-point home dog to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. How are the Packers favored here, Beer Man? This is your division.
I have zero idea. Aaron Rodgers is the only reason. Defense is great. They could have the best front seven in the game. It's not the only person that I've heard Kirk Cousins as a dark horse MVP candidate. Minnesota's good at home. Minnesota plays Green Bay really well. The only thing that scares me in this game is you go to the new head coach. But Minnesota is at home. The team has got a little bit of the Zimmer kind of discipline and stuff like that. I'm taking Minnesota on the money line in this game. Aaron Rodgers has zero gel with his wide receivers yet.
I'm with you, Brad.
I'm with you, too. Perfect teaser play. You're getting the point and a half with Minnesota, get it through the three and the seven. Perfect teaser play. I'm with you guys. I love the money line pick. Getting a little plus money there. I will take Minnesota as well. Let's go to Sunday night football.
I hearken back to last year, though, when Minnesota opened their season on the road in Cincinnati. And I believe you and I had a little wager on that game, did we not, Brad? I believe I told you the Bengals would win that game.
Sunday night football, Tampa Bay and Dallas. Tom Brady and Dak Prescott. Tom Brady, is he getting a divorce? Was he on The Masked Singer? Is he and Giselle having problems?
Is he still in the Bahamas?
Exactly. But the public doesn't care because the public is on Tampa here, not the America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. This line has gone from 2 to 2.5. Tampa favored. Dennis?
Oh, God. This game, I have no idea. I really don't. I just don't believe in Tampa Bay this year, but, you know, it is Tom Brady, and I don't know who's going to be blocking for him. I think Beer Man's younger brother, Paul, is going to be on the O-line this year. Is that true? I heard that rumor.
Well, you know, he's 51.
He and his son, Evan, is going to be out there, too, all 18 years of him. I just don't. Maybe it's part of – I'd like to see Tampa Bay not do well this year. That's part of it, but I don't know. I think Dak Prescott's going to go crazy, throwing touchdown passes all day to CeeDee Lamb. Zeke is going to be back. Something tells me Dallas might be the play here.
One of my favorite bets of the week. Offensive line for Tampa Bay, less than they expect. Offensive line for Dallas, significantly less than they expect. Defense is going to be huge in this game. My favorite bet is taking the under 51 in this game.
Under? I'm going over.
It's a lot of defense. That Tom Brady, if he's going to survive this game, and he is more than intelligent, it's going to be a lot of dinks and dunks and stuff like that. It's going to be a little slow play. Dallas is going to be running the ball. Tampa Bay is going to be running the ball. I don't see them getting to 51. I see Tampa Bay winning this game because I'll take Tom Brady over Dak Prescott. I'll take anybody over McCarthy. So give me Tampa Bay in this game.
Yeah. I am taking Tampa as well. Harken back to last year, opening night, Thursday night football. Cowboys and Bucks. Big shootout. Dallas had a big lead. Tampa came back, won the game. That was in Tampa. This one's in Dallas. Tampa gets this one as well. Tampa wins and covers Sunday night football. Sunday night football for the Cowboys, yeah, it's not fair. I don't understand why they get to play that. But I'll take Tampa and Tom Brady because Tom Brady needs to prove that he's not getting
a divorce. He ain't done.
He ain't getting a divorce anytime soon. Monday night football, Denver and Seattle, Russell Wilson and Geno Smith. This line has gone from 4 to 6.5 in favor of the Broncos on the road to 12th man. Beer Man.
12th man is going to be the only team that does anything for Seattle this year. I don't like anything about Seattle this year. Pete Carroll, don't like him. Their defense was atrocious last year. Offense only got worse. That line is only 6.5 against probably one of the better teams in the NFL. Yeah, and not only I'm gonna take Denver, and I'm gonna take Denver heavy in this game.
I do think Denver's probably a top 15, top 12 team this year. I can't help but feel that way, but I also don't understand how that line is not moving.
You go back to
even more than it
you
has.
Go back to Tampa Bay when Brady got there, and people started being like, "Oh, they've got good receivers. Oh, they've got a good tight end. Oh, they've got a good defense." I look at Denver; they added the player from Dallas, and I'm blanking on one of their defenders who's a stud. I'll come up with it here in a minute. I think Jerry
Popovich.
Jeudy, huh? I think the two wide receivers for Denver are solid. You know, they weren't afraid to trade away a Pro Bowl tight end to Seattle because they had another great one right behind him.
You talked me into it. I'm taking Seattle.
Yeah, of course.
And the points.
I am taking Seattle on the points.
Really?
Public all over the Broncos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lopsided action in favor of the Broncos. Russell Wilson, everybody loves him. We're at Seattle on a Monday night. Everybody's down on Seattle. No chance they're ever going to win.
There's a reason for it.
You're right. You're absolutely right. But Seattle was 3-0 against the spread last year when Geno Smith started. So, a little bit of magic opening night. I'm going to go with Seattle here.
He's your new Teddy Bridgewater, isn't he?
Yes, he is. But Teddy Bridgewater actually had talent, unlike Geno Smith. All right, so we went over all the games. Your favorite games, your best bets on the board this weekend. We will start with the beer man. Your favorite games against the spread, the totals out in the desert, the ones that you like and the ones that you'll be playing and running to the window, fist full of hundreds, this weekend.
My favorite bet is New Orleans minus the 5.5 against Atlanta, but that's my favorite spread game. My favorite bets of the week are the over-unders. Again, Chicago and the 49ers going under, Philadelphia and Detroit going over, and Tampa Bay and Dallas going under. That's the ones that I earmarked specifically.
My turn?
Your turn.
I'm going to do a 6.5-point teaser on the Saints, the Jags, the Chargers.
Ooh.
And I'm not sure who else. Probably the 49ers.
So round that up for us here.
But if you're wanting my favorite straight-up bets, I would take San Francisco minus the points, Jacksonville plus the points, Cleveland plus the points, and...
Is Cleveland plus the points or minus the points?
The Saints under.
Cleveland's the favorite.
Yeah. No, Cleveland is not
the
favorite.
No, Carolina's Carolina's
4.5 points. Are you? Jeez. Oh,
yeah. And the Saints under the 42.5.
I'm with you on Cleveland. I'm taking them as one of my best bets. I'm also taking Pittsburgh getting the points against Cincinnati. Mm. My 6-point teaser, Rams, Minnesota. You're getting a point and a half, half point here, whatever. And you get it through the 3 and the 7. Rams and Minnesota teaser. Pittsburgh getting the points. Cleveland getting the points. Those are my favorite games of the week. And if you want to play a total for you total players, let's go under New England and Miami. Little offensive woes for both those teams under the 46.5. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
And we will be keeping track of all of this on ESPN's website.
Yes, I did mine today, and there were no clerical errors that I saw from the start. So I have gotten all my picks in against the spread. All my win totals for the season are in there. So, yes, I am ready. And did you do your win
totals? Mine are good to go.
You're good to go.
Both of them good to go.
You're good to go.
I'm good.
All right. So we have records of these guys now for once. And I have a full selection of picks on the website, so I cannot explain that
you cannot deviate. Yes, no clerical errors for this guy. Nothing to fall back on for Brad Taylor this year. Not that you had anything to fall back on last year.
That's enough out of you, Dylan. Anything else to say before we sign off for week one here at the Sports Rocker Bottom Line in Reverse Order podcast?
$1 wins me $150 on the Bears Super Bowl.
Hooday.
I'll take some of that action. Please give me your action on all Bears bets. Just give me a call, and I'll act like I'm a man, so to speak. That's good. So, Dennis Dillon, do you want to take us out of here?
That's a hell of an acting job.
Well, yeah. Hello, bookmaker. Hello, I'm the bookie. Hello. Take us out there.
Booking.com. Bookie.com.
Brad the Bookie. TakingBeerMansAction.com.
Let's get our kicks. It's week one in the NFL. From the Bottom Line, Sports Rocker Podcast, live from Lexington, KY. Let's get it on.
May the winners be yours.
Oh, yeah. May the winners be yours.